This is Tommy Dorsey with another one of our Sunday sessions featuring Stuart Foster and the Sentimentalists, Buddy Rich, Charlie Chavers, and their colleagues in 47 and Local 802. And by a happy circumstance, our guest this evening is the gorgeous glamour star of Columbia Pictures, just back from a vacation in Mexico, heavenly Rita Hayworth. Say goodbye, Rita!
It's a sweet thing, Tommy. You should be taking the vows.
Nonsense, Rita. When I take a vow, it's just a law. But you're really doggy.
Doggy?
Yeah, when you take a vow, wow.
Well, nevertheless, you do rate a vow because I just found out that in the second annual Billboard magazine poll, you were selected by the GIs as their favorite family.
How did you find out?
I got your telegram.
Miss Crackett, but seriously...
Seriously, Tommy. Yes. That's fine. I want to congratulate you. You know, those guys have good ears.
Our music will fix that, and I'll fix the script, too. Well, I really do want to thank you for listening. And by the way, Rita, my private grapevine reports that you were recently selected as the GI's favorite cinema queen, which proves that the men also have good eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it was wonderful in Mexico, Tommy. It was always nice and warm. I sunbathe every day.
You like being sun-kissed?
Definitely.
Meet Mrs. Dorsey's favorite son.
Meaning your brother, Jimmy.
Oh, saxophone players. But to get on firmer ground, Rita, do you do any dancing in your new picture?
Yes. You know, I'd rather dance than eat.
I've seen you dance, and I'd rather dance with you than eat.
Well, I've seen you dance too, Tommy, and I'd rather eat.
So where we go?
Oh, any place you think I can afford.
Well, grab a plate while the boys dish out a healthy and thank me, led on by the Sentimentalists. successful songs, Miss, Don George and John Brooks have a new entry in the hit stakes, which we're introducing on the air this evening. It's a billowy ballad called A Door Will Open. The lyric is, I think, exceptionally fine. And we hope you'll agree after you've heard Stuart Foster sing it. Okay, Stuart, open that door.
First, Tommy, may I say something to Miss Hayworth?
Sure, go right ahead.
Gee, Miss Hayworth, could I have a date sometime?
What would we do?
Play ping pong.
Well, that would be fun, but the truth is I don't play ping pong.
Well, how about a picnic?
I'm not the outdoor type.
Pull yourself together, Stu. Rita's trying to brush you off politely because she's married.
Yeah? Who to?
Orson Welles.
What does he do?
Oh, he's a writer, actor, producer, director, columnist, lecturer, and magician.
Is he any good at any one of those things?
There is. He's a wonderful amateur magician. He even sawed me in half. Not bad for an amateur.
No, but you weren't reassembled by an amateur.
Stuart, you'd better sing before Orson Welles shows up and reassembles you.
Did you like it, Miss Hayworth?
It was delightful, Stuart. Have you ever tried singing in Spanish?
No. All the Spanish I know, I picked up from Spanish dishes.
Oh, you mean dishes like tamales, enchiladas, tortillas?
No, the only Spanish dish he knows is Dolores.
Well, with Stuart doing his bit for Pan-American Solidarity, Tommy, why don't you take your band to Mexico? They love good music down there.
That's why.
Then go incognito.
Well, I would like to see a profile. I've been reading up on it.
Did you enjoy Hemingway's Destiny Afternoon?
It's contagious, you know. I was about everything. No, I prefer Dorsey's Life in the Evening.
Well, can I find out the public library?
Better try the Casino Garden.
Well, I'd feel safer at a bullfight.
You must be a fan.
Oh, I am. In fact, I'm studying the art of bullfighting.
Why?
Well, bullfighting is so close to dancing.
It's also so close to the bull.
But I don't fight a real bull. I just practice footwork with a bullfighter's cape.
Must run up some cleaning bills.
Well, footwork in bullfighting is as important as it is in boxing. You see, I'm what they call an aficionado.
Is that good?
Well, it means I'm a hot fan, a person who loves a bullfight. Sometimes an aficionado becomes so interested, he actually enters the bull ring. Then he's known as a novillero.
That's for me.
And if he makes a good showing as a novillero, he becomes a torero, a full-fledged bullfighter.
Okay, so I'm a torero, a great bullfighter. And I go on fighting bulls for 10 or 20 years. Then what?
You should live so long.
I think I know what you mean. How are you coming along as a student bullfighter?
Well, my instructor complained about my form.
He needs glasses.
You need blinders.
Getting back to bullfighting, Rita, I'm sure the closest I want to get to a bullfight is a balcony seat at Carmen.
And I've always wanted to play, Tom.
Well, here comes Carmen now. Oh, my little Carmen Tita, are you happy working? It is fun to work in the cigarette factory.
No, just one long drag.
You look lovely tonight. A comb in your hair, a rose in your teeth. Why do you always have a rose in your mouth?
They're not your gum.
A little gypsy flower, you are ravishing. You have everything I want. I have some for your hands.
Please, one.
Be one with your cigarette, Tina.
So that's why you woo me. And I thought you were as romantic and brave as a toreador.
Well, I am brave, Carmencita. I have fought only for you. Only for you I have achieved. Only for you I have achieved the impossible.
What?
Two pairs of nylon stockings.
Oh, Thomas, you are wonderful. When I start loving you, it will be a snowy day in July.
Here comes the famous bullfighter, Don Eskimo Foster.
Thomas, hand me my shawl. I think it's commencing to snow.
Buenos dias, you all.
Where did you learn to speak Spanish?
In the south of Spain, sir.
Oh, Don Eskimo. It must be wonderful to be the greatest bullfighter in all Spain. Tell us some of your experiences.
Last week I killed a bull 10 feet tall, weighing 4 tons. That is some bull. Senor, you insult me, sir. You should have seen me. I'm in the ring with the bull. I look at the bull. The bull look at me. I look at the bull. The bull look at me.
You know, I think the bull was better looking than me.
Maybe you'd like to come with me into the bull ring, yes? No?
You think that bell, it is a sign. The gypsy say that some important event follows the tolling of the bell.
How did the gypsy find this out?
The bell tolls.
Well, you are a gypsy. Can you tell me? That goes my Galician dialect. Can you tell me what that means, that bell?
It is just the Elvino what time.
Good then. It is not for me to bell toll.
No, Don Dorsino.
Then I accept Don Eskimo's challenge to fight the bull.
Oh, but Don Dorsino, you might get stuck in the bull ring.
I am not afraid of any bull. I've handled lots of cattle. I used to work in a dairy.
Well, come, let us go to the bull ring. We shall see who is the best with the bull.
Diablo! Viva
Diablo!
Oh, look, Don Andorcino. The bull comes out snorting.
I can use a couple of snorts myself.
Be brave, Andorcino. There are others in the bull. Ring. Two. I think two.
Where are they? I think I'm going to need them.
The picador is right over there.
Well, tell him to take a door. I'm going to need it.
Torcino, have you no red blood in your veins?
Sure, but I need that too. Well, look, the bull fight must stop.
But why, Don Torcino?
This bull has two horns and no union card. Pedro will not let me work with non-union horns.
Then come up here and play in the band and let Don Eskimo fight the bull.
A good idea. Here I come.
Thank you.
love belongs to somebody else. We go way back to 1924 for this one. I was in Detroit in those days playing with Gene Golkes' band. Calvin Coolidge was elected president of the United States. Radio fans were still using crystal sets. And if you could get the cat's whisker on the right spot on the crystal, you might tune in a new arrangement of Gardnerella. Back in 1924, for entertainment, guys were still taking their best girls to the silent pictures. And after they'd gotten comfortably seated for the last go, the girl would lean toward her boyfriend and take his hand and whisper.
See, Tommy, it was awful sweet of you to take me to the movie.
Oh, that's all right. You can pay me back tomorrow.
It's fun sitting way up here, all alone, in the last row in the balcony.
Yeah, I picked this spot sensitively.
Why, Tommy?
The tickets are 10 cents cheaper.
Don't you love Milton Phil? Isn't he handsome?
Not as good as William S. Hart.
And look at that lovely long dress Dorothy McCall is wearing.
I like the short skirts the girls are wearing now better.
You do? Why do you like the short skirts, Tommy?
All those long cutting skirts. They pick up every germ on the street.
Yes, but I heard the short skirts pick up every fellow on the street.
Yes, you're right, darling. I'm mad about you. I can't conceal it any longer.
Tommy.
Put your arms around me. Yes.
Tommy.
Hey, let go of me. What are you trying to do, choke me?
Well, didn't you just ask for a kiss?
I was just reading the titles on the screen.
Well, I wish I'd stayed home and let my little brother get distance on his radio for me.
I can get distance.
You haven't yet. You know, my little brother put up a new aerial and got Brazil.
A new aerial? I just opened the window and got chilly. Pretty good, eh?
What's wrong with you? Are you afraid of girls?
Not unless they're bigger than me.
Well, maybe I'd better go over and sit with Stuart Foster across the aisle.
Oh, don't do that, dear. I want you right here beside me.
You do, Tommy? Oh.
It says you've got the popcorn.
Well, wouldn't you be jealous if I went over and sat with Stuart?
Why should I be jealous?
Well, I know I'd hate to know the one I love belongs to somebody else.
Well, you shouldn't hate to know that.
Why?
Because it's a pretty tune. Listen, I'll hum it for you. Ba bum, ba bum, ba bum, ba bum. Here we go, boys.
Bye.
somebody else. God for somebody else. That when I hold her hand, they belong to someone.
Somebody else.
And you can bet they're not so close to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on a shelf. Worth to fall in love by yourself.
I win the world.